This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It's Living the Bream with host of Fox News at Night, Shannon Bream.
I am so excited. I say that every week, don't I? Because I am very excited that I get to talk with such amazing, fun people and about things that we may not have time to talk about sometimes when we're on TV together. So today on Living the Bream, you know her, you love her. Abby Hornacek is with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Shannon. I'm sure you have much more interesting people on your podcast.
It is not true. That's hashtag fake news. Hashtag fake news, because I have a lot of questions for you. First of all, I feel like every time I turn around, you're doing something else. You have like 10 jobs at Fox. So please tell us the latest and greatest of what's going on.
Well, you know, I've been so blessed to be able to work here because I never in a million years imagined myself being able to do the job that I have been able to do here. Right now, I'm working on Parked Season 6, which is really my heart and soul. Everything I do here is my heart and soul, but I love nature. I love national parks. And it really has been a show that I've been doing since my day one of myself here at Fox. So, you know, that one is so great for me because being based in New York City, I get to get out and explore this incredible country and all of the treasures that it offers us. I think so many people tend to go, I need to take an exotic vacation, or I need to leave. I need to go to Bora Bora or Mexico or somewhere. But we have so many things in our own country that we can enjoy. And it truly is, you know, God breathing life into our souls when we go to these places. So I'm working on that. I'm going to Alaska on Friday, so I'll be there for about 10 days. We're covering two national parks. I have been pushing for Alaska since day one. Everyone else wants to go to Hawaii, but I'm like, let's go to Alaska.
I mean, that does not stink. They're both pretty amazing.
Both pretty amazing. So yeah, that's the latest. I also just have a special out called Alien Abductions with Abby Hornacek. Kind of a different route. I mean, alien abductions, maybe they happen at national parks. I'm not sure, but that just dropped
as well. Combine them.
Exactly.
I mean, if aliens were coming to Earth, which park do you think they'd visit first, where maybe feel the most at home? It would look like their terrain. There'd be people that they might want to abduct there.
That is such a good question, Shannon. No one's ever asked me that. I would maybe pick Bryce Canyon. No. Capitol Reef, because Capitol Reef is in Utah. There are five national parks in Utah, and it's often not given the amount of attention that it deserves. And when
the Rodney Dangerfield of national parks, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, no respect.
Exactly. Okay. I am in season four. I went on an RV trip with my parents. Fox was great. Fox Nation was great. They were like, yeah, you can go with your parents. So my dad drove the RV. My mom came along and was my partner in crime and both helped with planning and all of that. And we went to Capitol Reef, and we had been to all of the national parks in Utah, and that one was one of our favorites because it actually feels like you're on the moon. So that was my answer. That's my long-winded way of saying.
See, I like that, though. But you explained it, so we get it. And I think it's very nice to think of you, to think of them in such a hospitable way, because you're going to want them to feel comfortable with their surroundings, you know, and that might be the best landing spot for them.
I am just thinking about the aliens, Shannon. That's my main goal.
You have to, because you've got a show about it. You've got a show about the national park. That's why I'm saying your life is probably way more interesting and fun than mine.
If I don't know.
Because of these things that you're doing.
You're one of the most interesting people I've ever met. And I learned that in Ride to Work. You were so gracious.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
For letting me drive you.
So much fun.
So if the alien.
I think that was when you picked me up in a very jacked up pickup truck, which made me feel at home. I'm from the South. I mean, come on.
So just like I want to make the aliens feel comfortable, we had to make you feel comfortable too. No. Well, if they happen to abduct you to study your brain because you've got all the knowledge, just promise me an exclusive interview when you come back to Earth.
Okay. You know what? I'm not one of these people. Would you go if you had a chance to go in one of these outer space vehicles? Would you go?
100%. Oh, as long as they return me.
We sign her up. Well, see, that's the whole problem. Am I going to get back to Earth?
That's the toss up. That's what you've got
to
weigh.
You're willing to risk it, though.
Oh, yeah. You got to risk it always.
Okay. I like that. All right. So I am obsessed with all of these parks out in Utah. I've done like Yellowstone and, you know, Yosemite and some of these others. But when you mentioned Bryce, like that's definitely on my list.
You haven't been.
I need to know. Can you cover all of the parks in Utah like in a week or do you need more time?
I mean, I'm biased because I feel like you could spend days in each national park if you truly wanted to. But, you know, enough of them are close where you can hit Zion, Bryce, Canyonlands. You can stay in Moab, which is also incredible in of itself. It's not necessarily a national park, but there are so many things that Moab offers. But Bryce Canyon, Shannon, if you're going to go to one in Utah, that's one. But you have to be down to hike because you see. You see these hoodoos, right? And it's just so crazy. But it also
is that?
The hoodoo.
See, you act like I know everything, but I just felt super dumb right there because I have no idea what that is.
No, the hoodoo is, I don't know if anyone actually refers to them as their scientific name, but they're those weird forms of rock that have kind of been sculpted out by erosion and, you know, that sort of thing. They honestly, aliens could exist there, too. It looks like something an alien would build.
Are these the rocks that are sort of like orangey red, really beautiful, like the rivers run through them and kind of, we think, have kind of eroded them and that kind of thing?
Yeah. And they're kind of these towers. They look like.
Kind of freestanding.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now I know what a hoodoo is. See, I learn something new every day in this job. So, Abby, thank you. Okay, now, as I rudely interrupted, we were hiking through the hoodoos.
The hoodoos are amazing. And once you see them, you know, you've seen them. It's kind of like the Grand Canyon, a lot of respect for the Grand Canyon. But once you see it, you see it. So you really have to dedicate yourself to hiking because that's how you truly experience the entire park.
Okay. I like how you say, but you're going to have to hike. Like you are questioning my ability or willingness to do that?
No. I know you're down. I know you're down to hike. It's just who's going to follow
heels,
you
right?
with a camera.
No. Besides your husband. And I'm going to like latch onto you and kind of freeload off of your expertise.
So you're saying that I need to piggyback ride you through Bryce Canyon. I'm down for that.
Well, I won't physically do that to you because I think that I am three times your size and I don't want to injure you in the hiking. But I've always wanted to do that. And are there places to stay or does one have to camp?
One does not have to camp, although I would highly suggest camping because it's amazing. You can stay if you're going to go to the Utah one, or you could do the RV. My parents would gladly take you around, I'm sure.
Wait, they have one so I could just go with them?
They don't have one, but we did rent one for season four.
Okay.
And now we might have
theirs.
So they did have one.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. But, they just kind of weren't using it as much. And those suckers are expensive when they break down.
How do we track that RV down? Because I can make that my life's mission.
To track down the one that kept breaking down?
Yeah. Because they
sold it to a family member. So he seems very happy with it. But I bet you he would let us have some visitation rights.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Just something to keep in mind.
It's locked up there now. Well, back to your question. There are a lot of places to stay, especially if you go to the Utah ones. You can stay in hotels in Moab. There are always hotels around national parks. But if you did want to do kind of a glamping situation, which I prefer camping, but you know, glamping is nice sometimes. There's a company that we've used before called Under Canvas, and they do an excellent job, and they're in a lot of the national parks, so that might be good for you.
We'll have more Live in the Bream in a moment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so what are some of the weirdest national parks that people may not know about?
Ooh, that's
because you mentioned like Hawaii, and like in my mind, I don't even think, but of course they would have amazing, beautiful state lands there.
Yeah, I would say. So one of my favorite national parks, one of them, I'm not saying it's my top, but it's one of them.
Because you don't want to hurt any park's feelings.
Exactly. I would hate to do that, especially after all they've given to me. Mm-hmm. I would maybe say New River Gorge is in West Virginia. And it, I have to actually check. I believe it's our newest national park. At the time that we filmed, it was the newest. And so 62. Yeah, it's our newest national park. It's in West Virginia. And it's always been a national river. It's the New River, which is actually believed to be the second oldest river in the world. So the name doesn't really make sense. But that is one where so many people can, it's not necessarily weird, but I think it's underrated, kind of like Capitol Reef, where there are so many fun activities you can do, like whitewater rafting, hiking, rock climbing, things like that. And then if you do go to Capitol Reef, the weird thing about it is it does look like it's out of Star Wars. And we did a hike with llamas because back in the day, that's how they transported things. So
wait. Okay, so do you ride them or does your stuff sit on their back?
Your stuff sits on the back. I mean, Shannon, I'm sure you could try to hop on.
They look very cute, but I don't want to get bucked off of a llama. That's not how I want to go. That's not the headline that you want. It doesn't feel very dignified, but they seem super cute.
They are very cute. They do spit, but these ones are very nice. They did not spit. So that was a positive.
Definitely. Okay. Are there parks at places like the Keys? Like I grew up down in Florida and we would go down there and it's beautiful. And I'm like, well, see, that's a park I might need to investigate.
Yeah. So, Biscayne National Park is in that area. You would love it. If you love the Keys, that one is really fascinating as well. And it's very tropical. I mean, I didn't grow up on the East Coast, so anytime I've been to Florida, I'm like, oh, we're in another country. It's so tropical. But this one has a lot of really interesting aspects to it. And part of what allures me to these national parks is just the history, because there's the nature aspect of it. And, you know, Cuba, the military used Biscayne for training exercises, things like that. There's a Fowey Rocks Lighthouse, which is the one of the historic structures within the boundary of the park. It's in Boca Chica Key. So it's actually not owned by the National Park Service, but the United States Coast Guard owns it. And for a long time, there were complaints about the inadequacy of the old Cape Florida light. So then in the late 1800s, the lighthouse board replaced it with the one now located on Fowey Rocks. And people go fishing out there. It's called the Eye of Miami. It's just kind of, it's out in the middle of the water and you see birds and fish jumping all around it. So it's things like that that are really awesome about our parks too.
I mean, they're all so unique and different. And you run around all over the place doing this, which I think is fun. But the truth is, when we travel a lot for work, sometimes it's exhausting too. So what is your least favorite part of the job? What's the hardest part of the job? Or that people may not understand? Because listen, they see you and they're like, oh my gosh, she's so successful and beautiful and has this fun job. And she's all over the place and she's so smart and great. But they're tough parts too.
Yeah, I mean, you understand this probably better than me because you put in so much hard work. But I think the sleep aspect is a little tough. Sleep is really nice, and sometimes you don't get a lot of it. I think especially in these national parks, you know, we want to maximize the daylight. So we're up at, you know, for me to do my hair and my makeup, which, you know, if I was just going to a national park on my own, I would not do hair or makeup. But, you know, for the sake of our viewers, I think it's probably better that I put a little something on. But, you know,
my gosh, you know, you look perfect.
No,
the moment you wake up.
No, I wish. But, you know, you're up at 4 a.m. You're filming till 10 or 11 p.m. And then, you know, for example, in Alaska, there's one day I think we end around 8:30 or so p.m. And then we have to drive 6 hours to the next location. So then we get in at, you know, 2:30. And then the next morning we have to report at 7:30 a.m. So basically you're getting 1 or 2 hours of sleep.
Right.
But, you know, like I said before, it's such a blessing because
I can
honestly lay my head on the pillow at night and realize that this job has given me the opportunity to really live life. And I don't know if a lot of people can do that when they're working a full-time job.
That's true. And I feel the same way. Like, it truly is a blessing and a privilege. And our viewers, you know, love to see the stuff, whether it's, you know, something that is so nourishing to their soul, like a beautiful park and these great treasures that we have that they may never leave their home and be able to visit them. Or maybe you give them inspiration to go do that. Or whether we're doing hard news, hard business, whatever, you know, they need to know. I think we all take a lot of satisfaction by hopefully giving them the very best delivery of service that we can and whatever we're covering for them as part of the Fox family. And I know that you work super hard doing that. But like you said, when you really love what you do, the lack of sleep you're able to do for a while. I mean, we all hit a wall at some point, but I think just the joy and the feeling of being blessed to do what we do really outweighs a lot of the exhaustion, at least until you can get that break. Now, let me ask you, because you are so young and so successful, what would you say to young people who are coming out of college, they're trying to figure out what their path is, or maybe they know they want to do something in television, about kind of how you get from A to B?
Well, it's very kind of you to say. I don't know if I'm nearly as successful as I want to be just yet, but, you know, I think it really is about opportunities, and I've just been really grateful for the opportunities that I've been given. I started working when I was in college, so mm-hmm. I feel like I was able to get a little bit of a head start in that sense. Again, people gave me opportunities early on, and I was horrible. And I probably still am horrible.
There.
But
no,
you know,
you're not.
But you learn from it, and you watch it back. And so I think for me, you know, a lot of my friends say this to me, like, oh, we never see you, or, you know, we wish, you know, are you back or where are you? And I think it's because I say yes to everything. So I know, as cliche as that sounds, sometimes I think when you first graduate college, you're like, oh, I don't really want to miss my friend's bachelorette party, or I don't really.
Right.
And you should
and you have
take
a twist to make.
Right. And, you know, obviously you have to prioritize the relationships in your life as well. But I think if it comes to it and you have a huge opportunity, you should really honor that, because my mom always told me growing up, you know, God gives you opportunities, and it's up to you to say yes or no. And, you know, at some point those opportunities are going to stop coming, and you have to honor the gift that God is giving you. So that's something I've really carried with me throughout my career so far. And I think it's something that I would like to share with other people too.
Yeah. And I think it's hard because, of course, when you're young, as you said, like, there are going to be so many fun, exciting opportunities in socially in your life with your friends. And you do want to find some balance. But, you know, just about everybody I know who is successful in whatever their field is, we'll talk about the sacrifices, the trade-offs, you know, that they had to make to get there, that sometimes you got to miss the party or the fun weekend. You know, I wouldn't say to the detriment of everything you ever want to do. You got to have relationships and connections, because those are going to love you and nourish you in a way that a job never will. But the reality is, you may have to work a lot of nights and weekends and overnights. And all of us in this business have done all of those horrible shifts. But again, maybe it's the passion that gets you through.
Absolutely. And I mean, and look at you. I mean, you crush it every single night. And I always think, wow, Shannon must be exhausted, because to do a show in prime time, I mean, you're paying attention to everything throughout the day. It's not like you show up and then you just do the show. I mean, it's
a full-time
job.
But you know, people do think that. And I mean, I have to chuckle, because I'm like, well, before I was in TV, I didn't know what happens. You know,
like,
I love what I do, and I love the reading and the studying. And I have an amazing team, great producers and researchers. And like, we all are trading things back and forth all day. And, you know, by the time we get to the show at night, we've had so many different versions. Our booker, Bridget Mary, is awesome. She has had guests lined up for days. And sometimes we pivot when, you know, big events pop up. So it's very much a team effort. You may see one or two people in front of the camera, but there are probably 20 or 30 behind them that have actually made that happen. So, but I do occasionally have people say to me, like, what do you do all day until you show up at midnight and just sit down and read the prompter? And I'm like, oh, I'm just eating bonbons and, you know, just read my horoscope, whatever.
Isn't that so funny? Yeah.
But I don't blame them, because I'm like, listen, before I did this, I thought the same thing probably.
Right. No, absolutely. And you know, you hit the nail on the head with the team. And I think that's what's so great about working at Fox Nation and Fox News is, the people that you get to be around. And I mentioned, you know, those long car rides for parked. And, you know, this trip, we're staying in an Airbnb and we're all staying together. And it's, you know,
it's a family.
It's a family. Exactly. I can't imagine other jobs where you are with a coworker and you're like, hey, by the way, after work, we're going to take a 6-hour drive and then we're going to all sleep in the same house.
So, and you're going to love it. And we're going to eat protein bars.
Yes.
Or maybe something we find at a gas station.
Yeah, maybe
and we're
some
gonna have
beef
the best
jerky.
Time.
There's
right.
a lot of beef jerky consumed on these trips.
Beef jerky is a good choice. You're getting protein.
Yes.
It's delicious. It's easy to find. Not always the cheapest. But
no.
Hey, if you're expensing it, it's cheaper than going out to dinner.
That's right.
Not that I'm saying you should substitute beef jerky for dinner. I'm just saying
sometimes there are
extenuating circumstances.
There have
we do the
been,
best we can.
I think one time I ate a gas station pickle for dinner. And you know, that was cheaper than beef jerky. But
oh my goodness. Throw in some peanut M&Ms or something.
Right. I know. I messed up. If I could go back.
I always say the peanut M&Ms. Like, well, they're peanuts. I'm getting protein.
It's true.
Right?
It's protein and sugar, and just enough to keep you going.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
Peanut M&Ms.
Yes. Oh, if they could become a sponsor, I would be 600 pounds. It'd be great. Anyway, Abby, thank you in the midst of all that you're doing for making some time for us. I am a huge fan of yours and you have many others. And we love the work that you do, and taking us along on all these adventures does inspire me to see more of my own country, which is the most blessed, beautiful place on earth.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Shannon. I'm a huge fan of yours as well. And anytime you need a piggyback ride through a national park, I'm your gal.
I'm tracking down that RV. It's on.
Perfect.
Abby, thanks for joining us on Living the Bream. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.